history.
Quite right. David, thank you very much for that. Khan is in Ilford. Hello, Khan.
Hi, hi, Ian.
Hello, what would you like to say?
Yes, it's just demonising the Islamic State.
Demonising Islamic State. I don't think I need to try that very hard to do that. They do them. They do that themselves.
I know, but I mean, if you look at the situation, it was created by America committing genocide on the people of Iraq with the Shiites against the Sunnis, and they rose up from that. Same as in Syria, the rebels, the Syrian army, and al-Nusra rose up from atrocities committed by Assad. So these parties are the main villains. And then they turn around and the people that rise up to fight against their crimes are branded as terrorists. And
well, they are terrorists. What would you call them? Peace-loving people?
I would call them Mujahideen, freedom fighters. And same as the Taliban. I mean, Al-Qaeda was friends of the West in Afghanistan, fighting the Soviet Unions. And then when the West decided that they had no more use for them, they turned them into terrorists. So the West.
So who are they fighting for freedom?
They want.
Who are they? I mean, how does chucking gay people off a building? How does that help them fight for freedom?
Well,
using women as sex slaves. How does that help them fight for freedom?
I don't know. There's a lot of propaganda.
Oh, here we go. So you believe them? Over people that have actually been there and seen them do it? Do you?
Easily done by the West. Just demonising people.
You don't believe the accounts of Yazidi women who've given graphic accounts of how they've been raped by ISIS fighters. You don't believe those accounts.
Haven't you had accounts of the Sunni women that have been raped in Iraq? Two wrongs don't make a right.
No, two wrongs don't make a right. But you seem to be defending everything that ISIS do. You seem to be defending everything that ISIS do.
I'm not defending everything they do, but I'm just saying the West is just as evil as ISIS.
Ever considered going out to fight with them?
In Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria.
Ever considered going out to fight for them?
Pardon?
Have you ever considered going out to fight for them?
Well, I'd get branded as a terrorist and get arrested probably at the airport.
So that's a yes, then?
Well, yeah, I hope they win and establish an Islamic State in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Because,
wow.
You know, that they deserve this.
So, do you have a family, Khan? Do you have a family?
They've killed millions of people.
Do you have a family?
Millions of people in Iraq. They've committed genocide. They've gone into people's houses.
No, you've said that before. Do you have a family?
Young men and killed them.
Do you have a family?
You don't say a word against that.
Do you have a family?
And the Jews and the Israelis.
No, this is not a one-way conversation. Do you have a family, Khan? Do you have a family?
Yes, I do have a family.
And you'd consider taking them out to this paradise that is ISIS?
I'd love to if you didn't brand us as terrorists.
Why would you want to take your family out to the caliphate?
If you want to fight Assad, then you turn it around and say you want to fight the West.
You see, people like him do exist. Unbelievable. We'll leave that one there for the moment. Thank you very much, Khan, for phoning in.